Welcome to the Inside Out Money Podcast. Can't even recognize this place. Too many pieces of our past mistakes. Hi, I'm Maggie, and I believe real change starts from the inside out. So let's work together to improve our money and our lives from the inside out. We will explore all things money and our relationship with it. Join me each week with a rotating set of co-hosts, friends, and interviews. Let's jump in.
Okay, we got it. In business. Hey Liz.
We got it. We're doing this. This is a podcast. Hi, I'm Liz. No, wait.
Nope.
I'm Maggie. I'm Liz Gets Loaded. I love to get loaded.
I'm Maggie on fire.
Thankfully, we don't have to introduce each other. Well, hi. I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah. It's good to see you.
It's nice to see your face and your big smile.
Thanks. Okay.
What are we doing here?
I should ask you because we usually are a little more like we have a plan. We have a topic. There's show notes. Mm-hmm. That doesn't exist tonight. I mean, but I will say the last time we were on a podcast together, we smashed or passed some financial rules. So I was going to say it can only go up from here. I don't know. Or it's great and we should do more smash and pass. We're here for smash and pass part two.
We had a plan.
Kinda.
We had a plan to smash and pass. Tonight, it's going to, y'all don't even know. Like, it's Friday night.
It's Friday night.
We have no show notes. We texted two texts earlier.
What do you want to do? We have nowhere to be. This could be a 3-hour episode, folks. Like, you put a mic in front of Liz and I and no structure, no time limit, nowhere we have to be.
Yeah. Is this a podcast? What's the name of it? What are we?
I don't know. You're the best namer, so. Oh, I meant. Are you going to do the podcast? I thought you wanted to know the name of the episode. I was like, that'll come soon. But I do know the name of the podcast we're on, just in case you're wondering what's happening, because I am too. Welcome to the Inside Out Money Podcast. This is a podcast. Actually, it's a personal finance podcast. Liz can't stop laughing. I'm trying to get this out. It's a personal finance podcast focused on redefining wealth from the inside out. Each week, I speak with a rotating set of co-hosts about a different financial topic to help you improve your financial mindset and tactics. Today, we have co-host Liz. She's laughing live in the background. But I do know what podcast we're on. Amazing. I don't know the episode title yet.
You did that very professionally.
Thank you very much.
We will come up, we'll probably come up with a better title, but for now, working title is Amazon and Target, Smash or Pass.
Part two.
So what I actually have been thinking about this as an episode idea, because I think a lot of people have an it's complicated relationship with stores like Amazon and Target. And I have been trying to limit specifically my Amazon purchases lately. But I actually made a purchase this week. I was like, oh, actually, you know what? This is something I really need. And Amazon is the right place to buy it. And so I made that purchase. And then I was thinking we could do a whole episode about our recent purchases. And I'm hoping you've bought some ridiculous things and I can kind of roast too.
Well, I actually pulled up some of Greg's, like Greg and I both have separate Amazon and Target like logins.
Oh my gosh.
That's just from life before we knew each other, not on purpose. And so I was pulling his up right before this to see if there was anything juicy. And I mean, luckily when I say like, oh, can you hand me your phone and like log into Amazon? And he just handed it to me. There was nothing. It was like protein powder. Nothing juicy. Liz, I'm curious why you said you've been wanting to spend less on Amazon.
Well, I think so many reasons. One is that I think it's a place where some mindless spending happens, right? Like it's so easy to pull out your phone and just say like, oh, I need this thing. And it can lead to just spending money that you don't need to spend. That's probably like the thing I worry the least about. The second thing is it feels like there's a lot of unsustainability to it. Like I end up buying a case for my phone or like packing tape or something that's like, oh, this is like plastic and it's going to live forever. And someone like shipped this to my house and it doesn't feel super sustainable. And then the last reason though is I already thought I was kind of like cutting down on Amazon. I was was like, okay, in early pandemic days, I spent so much money there. And then once I was able to go shop in the world, I wanted to go to more brick and mortar and local businesses and spend my dollars there. And when I did my end of the year spending recap, I realized I'd spent $6,000 at Amazon for the year. And I was really surprised by that number.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to...
That does feel a little high.
Yeah. And there's a good chunk of it is there's some things I have on subscribe and save for groceries. And that's maybe like $100 a month, maybe a little more. But I was really, I was just very surprised by that. So
I am really excited because I think it's fun to like hear people do expense reviews. And those are some of our most popular episodes. But expense reviews are kind of at a still, you know, you hear what someone spends in a year. That's at like a 10,000 foot view. An expense review is at like a 5,000 foot view. You hear, oh, I spent this much on groceries. I spent this much on house stuff. But you really don't know like what, like, oh, you bought deodorant, you bought protein. So this is going to be, I kind of think this is like fun. Like, I want to see like, what do you buy at Target and Amazon? I pretty much know what I buy.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious to see like the at the most micro level, and those are the most micro level expenses because they're the things where you're buying like, you know, $2-3 items versus, you know, you break down utilities, it's into like four different bills. It's not that exciting.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I even saw you posted some stories the other day. You're like, I never buy the CeraVe face cream. I always buy the Target brand. And I was like, oh, I would totally buy the brand name.
It's funny. Tonight I was at Target. I went to Target right before we recorded this episode because I needed a bunch of things.
That's commitment to this concept. That's like, you're like, oh, we're doing an episode about Target? BRB.
Oh, well, that's not why I went, but I mean, I needed a bunch of things. And then I was like, but it is perfect timing. And I was either going to go tonight or tomorrow morning.
Yeah. I was just kidding.
I'm going to go. Oh, well. Either way, I am committed to this podcast. I know the name of it and I'm committed to it. So. But when I was there, I bought, Greg put CeraVe AM face lotion on the list and he wasn't with me. And I was like, he put CeraVe, but I think he means
Target,
whatever, AM face lotion. And I had to look, Target's been like hiding some of their, it's like harder to find some of their store brands lately.
Huh.
They're not necessarily like right next to the regular brand always, I've noticed, particularly in the soap, face soaps and lotions. Anyways, I bought it and took a picture of it just to put on Instagram later as proof that I am not going to buy the brand name of CeraVe because, geez, who can afford that kind of
stuff?
You
hunted,
you
know, down like the store brand.
I was like, I'm not leaving here. On a related note, I also saw something on Instagram this week that made me think of this. And it was just a funny post, I don't know, store, whatever. But it was someone that posted, my toxic trait is having a personality mixed between we need to save money and you only live once and never knowing which one I'm going to be today. I love that because I feel that way. And I feel that way about my like Amazon and Target purchases. You know, one day I might walk into Target thinking like YOLO and that candle looks nice, that thing, you know, and I've worked hard for this. It's only $10, whatever. Sometimes I'm by myself and that happens. Sometimes I'm with the kids. But then I walk in some days and I act like I don't have any money. And I'm like, we cannot afford this. And I don't really think we cannot afford this, but I'm more like, we don't need this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I definitely just have different moods that strike me.
Oh, totally.
Both of those places.
I mean, you described that meme and I was like, oh, that person just picks one per day. That sounds really nice.
Yeah, I can swing both ways in like the same, you know, within hours.
Totally, totally. And on different, yeah. Oh my gosh. Very relatable. Well, so how are you feeling like lately about your own Amazon and Target spending?
I'm feeling, what's funny is when you mentioned the topic, I was like, ooh, I'm not feeling great about my Amazon lately. But I then pulled it up and was like, actually, it's not so bad. It's kind of like respectable, you know? I mean, respectable is subjective. And then Target, I mean, in reference to my in-store, like I don't go inside a Target that often. I really try to do like a store pickup or even sometimes have things shipped to me, depending on what it is. Or just like I go in the store and you'll see this in my data. I go in the store about once a month,
sometimes
less. And because when I go in the store, I make bad decisions, you know. And then when I go in the store with my children, I make bad decisions times four.
Yeah.
Four of us there. And I think even Greg is more susceptible.
But bad decisions, you mean because you don't want to spend the money? Like you feel like it's sort of, what's the word? Like almost like leaky spending.
Yeah. It's funny. I'm listening to a book right now. They're talking a lot about leaky gut. Yeah. It's like leaky gut, you know? It's leaky spending. Well, it's more that in the moment I make a decision, and if I feel good about that decision a week later, I'm fine. It's more that I'm like, ooh, I look back, like I look back at some things here and I'm like, I didn't need that. Why did I buy that? You know, not everything. Mm-hmm. It's not too bad when you really look at what's in here. A lot of this is one of my kids' bad decisions, which I'm trying to let her make on her own. So
yeah.
And I also brought a prop to today's. We'll talk about it.
Is that blanket from Target? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You're like, we'll talk about it.
It's from Target. Yeah, it's from Target.
And now.
Nicole from Begin at Home posted about it, and I was like, I need it. And they didn't even have it at my local Target. I had to get it. I had to like store pick up at one that's like not my local Target. I had to drive a little further, and I still like felt like I had to have it the next day. And then it like, it's okay. It's not amazing, you know, but I kind of was like, oh, I'm not going to return it at this point. And so it's an example of like, I'd be okay. I not that I fully regret buying it, because blankets, I got a lot of girls in my house that love blankets. So mm-hmm. it will get loved by someone in this house, but I just didn't need it. It's not adding significant value, and it hasn't filled the void in my happiness that I felt like it would fill.
That makes sense. I totally know what blanket you're talking about, not only because I also follow Nicole at Begin at Home and love her, but also I think a friend of mine just bought that blanket because I had given her a Target gift card, and she was like, I love when people tell you like, oh, hey, you gave me that gift card and here's what I spent it on. And she was like, I bought a blanket for my house. Like, look at this cute blanket. And then I went to her house and I was touching it and I was like, I think this is the blanket that Maggie and Nicole also.
Okay. That's funny. Well, I hope she likes it.
I actually love Target. So I love Target. Is that candle that you're holding up?
I'm just holding up props. I bought a lot more candles. I've been buying more candles lately, but I feel good about those purchases. Keep going. I mean, I was visually interrupting your thought by holding up a candle during it.
That was so random. I feel like now I should hold. Oh, look, I can hold up props. Here is a water bottle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's familiar.
A nice person gave me.
Speaking of people telling me water bottles, can I give you a quick aside story? Mm-hmm. So when I sent you and your partner that water bottle, your partner actually, I love that they told me this. Do you even know
this?
Yeah,
yeah. No, I was there. We were, wait.
But it was like over an email.
Right.
Okay. You were behind them while they were writing the email.
Well, no, I was at the store when we returned it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't know if you knew that they told me this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think I knew.
We were corresponding about something unrelated and they said, oh, thanks again for that water bottle. And then they were like, I returned it to get this and I don't even remember what they got, but I was like, oh, I like that they like told me that they were like, because I'm very practical. So like, I do not care if you return something or like exchange something that
no it was so nice. And just to like give a little bit of context, so Maggie was so kind and sent us two water bottles and one
baby jeans
with their baby nail jeans, the little like 14 ounce nail jean bottles, which is funny because I said it to Maggie, I was like, oh, a baby jean, and she thought when I said baby jeans I meant shorts, which is like hilarious to me.
I was like, is that what they call jean shorts around here?
But anyway, so one I was like, oh, this water bottle is really cute and I like it, and then the other one we were like, I don't know. And so we went to REI and returned it and ended up, you know, because you get like a credit, and so we bought a bicycle bell instead. And the
said they think of me every time. Yeah
every time we use the bicycle bell. So the bicycle bell also has like a little ice cream cone on it. It's like the cutest little bell, and it's totally one of those things like you wouldn't buy for, do you know what I mean, if you're walking through REI and you're like, oh, there's a bicycle bell and it's like $20, like you're just not gonna buy it for yourself. And I was, but when you have this kind of like gift card burning a hole in your pocket because we had just returned this thing.
Yeah.
And so I think I said, I was like, oh, you should tell Maggie, like I feel like she would appreciate.
No, I totally did.
Yeah.
And I also was like, oh, we're real friends, because you know what I mean, like you wouldn't tell someone that like you don't have some level of like trust or camaraderie with, that like you'd be afraid you're gonna offend, you know what I mean,
right?
Like, it'd be all sorts of things.
Like, I returned the thing you gave me and I got something I wanted.
Yeah
that is it.
But then they were like, but I think of you more often because I ring this ice cream bell all the time, way more than I drink water.
Exactly.
You know?
There you go.
Okay. So we're going to dig into.
Yeah.
Who's going first?
I think
I want to see what else you buy in addition to ice cream bells.
I think you should go first. So I think you should pull up your.
What do you
want? You
want
to start with Target or Amazon? Which one's sillier?
More salacious. Well, I mean, all my like things I don't want you to see, I buy direct. So you
just pay in cash. Did you know that on in your Target order history, you can see things you bought in the store?
Yeah, you can toggle it in store and online. Yeah, that's great. You'll see that I've only purchased one thing. So, okay, let's do Target first. I think it might be more interesting. Okay, let's start with online. Okay, we're just going to do this year. Here's the blanket I bought.
All right, $41 for a blanket.
That's good. That's good or bad?
I don't know, actually. I haven't bought a blanket in a long time. Is that? It was seemed like a lot to me,
it was 10% off, too. Oh. Look, I saved $2 on it. It was supposed to be 10% off. I don't even see that here now.
Oh, no.
Whatever.
You better go back and tell them. It's $2 off. That's
I will, too. Okay. Okay. So now we'll do in-store because that's where we've already heard about the blanket.
Yeah.
So here's in-store. How far back you want me to go?
Hang on. Go back up to January 21st. What's all this?
Oh, actually, that was a Boo box. That was all stuff my kids bought. One of my daughters bought a Boo box for one of her friends.
Wait, you what's know what a that Boo is? Box?
For Valentine's Day for your boo.
Oh, okay.
It was just for her friend. But so she filled it up and at one point, look, it was in the Boo box. This is for a 12-year-old. Tums. She's like, oh, she loves Tums.
She loves
I'm like, why are we buying Tums for? So it's like, you know, strawberry Pocky, Sour Patch Kids, hand sanitizer. They all like that.
Yeah.
Like
lunch chocolates. Meals.
A little candle. Valentine. Yeah.
This all makes sense.
Bought her a candle and then some Tums. Yeah.
I thought the Tums
and then a little basket
for you, but no.
No, I don't actually take Tums. Apparently they're for 12-year-olds. So.
All right. What about February 12th? This looks like a typical.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm on an IUD. I don't really get my period anymore. This is for everybody else in my house.
Just since this is a podcast, Maggie is pointing to tampons, FYI.
To tampons. Actually, that was the first time I bought tampons in like 5 or 6 years.
All right. Toilet bowl and then cleaner, some lip balm. Ooh. Do you like that lip balm?
That was a splurge. That was a splurge because I have so many, like lately I could go right now if you like, really it was like a contest to see who could come up with the most things of lip balm. I could probably find you 20 within 10 minutes. But a lot of them are like freebies from, oh, there you go.
I have three right within there. Like just without getting up from my chair.
That's impressive. I think I only have one. Oh, no. I have two without getting up from my chair. But a lot of them are like not my favorites and kind of older ones or like some of my best ones ran out recently. So I treated myself to these Dr. Bronner's, which were $4 each. That was a splurge.
I was going to make you, wait, you need to tell the listeners what your splurge is. It's three.
Dr. Bronner's organic lip balm peppermint flavor, just like basic old school lip balm. I also like Burt's Bees, but Dr. Bronner's is nice too. There was some like if I buy three, oh, you see it over here. Buy three, get one free. Premium beauty minis. That's why I got those in particular. So one of those was free.
Literally one day I was just having like a really hard day. And I went into Whole Foods for something and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go over to the like, you know where all the soap and makeup and like that stuff is? And I was like, I'm just going to get myself a little treat. I don't even know what I want. I'm just going to like find something. And then I decided that I was going to buy the most expensive lip balm that Whole Foods sells. Oh, but there's got to be some like organic, like free trade. Yeah. Guess how much the most expensive lip balm at Whole Foods
like,
was.
Well, was it like in a traditional lip balm or more like a makeup-y one? Where
no,
like,
it was over know. By the... It was like a chapstick. Yeah, it was a lipstick. Yeah.
I'm going to go with like $8.99.
It was $17.99.
Wow. What was it? Did you buy it?
I did. And then now love it.
Wow. I honestly don't even know like how you could make like with a straight face, how you could be a company making lip balm and charge $17.99. Do you have it right there?
I don't. I was just moving this over so I could like feel less like I'm looking at another screen. It smells like money.
Has it changed your life?
Every time I use it, it actually smells like every once in a while I'll go get a facial and at the end they put this like lip balm on you, right? As like one of those sort of like finishing touches. And it's like that. I'm like, I think this is like what they use at the spa.
Do you remember the brand?
It was Dr. something. Hang on. I remember I had Dr.
But not
name.
Dr.
I was like,
Bronner's.
Ooh, it's very...
Dr. Bronner would never charge $17.99 for something. Whole Foods expensive lip balm.
Doctor.
Is it Dr. Hauschka lip care stick?
Yes.
What's funny is I just typed into... I love the internet and like the day and age we live in. I just typed in Whole Foods expensive lip balm into Google and that came up in the sponsored listings.
Dr. Hauschka is what it was.
Impressive. Wow. It looks like $15 on Amazon if you want to save money next time. Okay. Let's keep rolling.
Okay. All right. Hair ties. Can you even go to Target without buying hair ties? That's illegal.
Well, I haven't bought hair ties in years, but my kids, like my hair ties disappear. And that was one where I also was like, you know what? I'm so freaking tired of not being able to find my hair ties because all my kids take them. And I'm like, it's not that expensive to just buy some more hair ties. And lately I've been like swimming in hair ties and it's like life is good, you know?
Amazing. All right, let's go back.
The rest of this stuff was for my kids. And then I bought some vinegar, very practical, which I make my own cleaning spray out of. So that vinegar goes long. You want to see tonight? Because I kind of treated myself.
Yeah, I do. All right, let's see.
By the way, this entire purchase up here is stuff for Greg's mom's condo because she's coming in town in a couple days.
So that's why it's like a separate. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you treated yourself to a $44 Target trip. What did you buy, Maggie?
Yeah. Well, what I treated myself to was the kombucha.
Mm.
So this is like the way, this I have to like remind myself that like I'm listening to a book right now that basically, I don't know, it's like targeted towards old women. And which I'm putting myself in that category, please. So don't throw shade at me for calling people old. I'm old. But anyways, the point is they're talking about like inflammation and just all this stuff. And they were talking about like kombucha. And I know kombucha is good for you and good, you know, probiotics and all that stuff. It's good for your gut. You don't want to have a leaky gut. Back to that. Mm-hmm. This might be our title is leaky gut. Leaky gut.
Smash your past. Leaky gut.
We'll keep workshopping that. But they were talking about kombucha and I was like, oh, you know, the reason I don't drink kombucha more often is really just because it's kind of pricey. And then yeah. I was like, who the fuck cares? Like, there's just certain things where I'm like, it's good for my body. I need to spend more on things that are good for me. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I should have had it with my dinner tonight. I totally forgot. But I'm just like, I want to do more things like that. So I was very proud of my kombucha purchase.
That's great. Wait, I know that you know this, but you know you can make kombucha at home for like 5 cents.
Yeah. I don't know how though.
Okay.
It feels like a new project. I need like a SCOBY or a SCEBY.
Yeah. We have it here. I think it's disgusting. I don't drink kombucha and I don't even, the kombucha has to be like hidden from me. And then like when it's like being pulled out to bottle, I like stay in another room. I like don't like to engage with it. But if you do sourdough bread, you could like for sure make your own kombucha.
Figure out kombucha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe. You're retired. Maybe. What else do you
do? Future goals.
Okay.
You know, tofurkey. That's like a big thing we can't get at all to your Lidl, so we always get it at Target.
Wait, it looks like an ice cream bar, but that doesn't...
It's fake turkey, tofurkey.
Yeah, but why does that picture sandwich. Look like a...
That's a little sandwich cartoon caricature.
Oh, okay.
You're right, from a distance. It kind of looks like a hedgehog. Also.
I was like, why is there tofurkey ice cream? That sounds... I mean, I like vegan food, but that's so gross. Okay. Ooh, non-dairy butter. Getting wild, Maggie.
Yeah, crazy. We usually get that at Sam's or Costco, but they like haven't had it lately.
Ugh, rude.
Here's the Target brand facial lotion here.
Listeners, like she's lying. It says CeraVe.
No, it does not. Don't say that. I got photo evidence here. I'll post this on the gram for proof.
You were so quick. You were like, no, it doesn't. Liz, come on.
When I brought it home, Greg was like, how much cheaper was this than CeraVe? And I was like, oh, babe, did you want real CeraVe? I really didn't. I was like, if it was important to you, I would have gotten real CeraVe.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I was just curious.
Okay.
It was like $2.50 or $3 cheaper. That's Greg's deodorant right here.
Okay. Old Spice. Nice.
Old Spice.
Is it aluminum free? Is that what it was?
Yeah. That's why we like it. I actually use the same deodorant. It's one of the only deodorants I've been happy with. It's a man's deodorant, but there's one that's like something lavender woods and I use it.
I've been trying out the aluminum free and I feel like it's a good thing I work from home, I would say.
Well, you still sweat.
It's not. Right? Well, yeah, of course. Because it's...
Oh, you mean even on the like scent part, you don't feel like it's working as hard?
Yeah, I just don't feel like it does as much. I was kind of thinking I'll have aluminum free for day to day. And then if I'm going to something where I'm going to be in close quarters with a lot of people, I'll use like the real stuff.
I mean, this might be like too much information, but like I have a unproven theory that work sweat is different... Should I stop this line of discussion?
Wait, you think you smell worse when you're like in the office than when you're...
Not in the office specifically. I have a solid observation that when I am sweating due to stress, like a stressful sweat versus like a working out sweat.
That sounds
like if I'm sweating because I'm just, it's hot outside.
Yeah.
Versus if I'm sweating because I just will sweat during like a really intense meeting or presentation or something like that, it smells different. And I have a very sensitive sense of smell. So I know.
I would buy that because it's like stress hormone, because you have like cortisol and adrenaline and like that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, I've heard people say that like, they're like, oh, ever since I went fully plant-based, like I don't even have to wear a deodorant and I don't smell. Oh, and I was like, I don't
bullshit.
Think.
Yeah, no. I smell. I'm a smelly person in general. So
yeah.
Speaking of that, I did also purchase one onion tonight.
To just rub under your armpits.
No. Well, see, Greg's going to go to Lidl tomorrow and there he can buy me a lot of onions for a good price. I don't think Target has a good price on most groceries.
Oh, so you just
and
got
so
one.
I needed it for tonight's dinner. I made tofu fried rice tonight Right. And so I just was like, oh, I need one onion for tonight. I'll pay that. But I'm not going to buy like a whole bag of onions here because I'm not a chump. I'm going to buy a whole bag of onions at Lidl. Yeah. I ain't no chump Target.
Okay.
Greg asked for some floss picks. I think these are like overpriced. But if they make you floss, our kids use them too. That's fine.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Mouthwash. I buy this like once a year. Lasts me forever.
I've been thinking about buying the kind with fluoride in it. It seems
that's
like,
what this is.
It seems, and that's why I said that. Okay. That you're saying.
I forget we're sharing screens. Also, notice I bought the name brand Act.
Oh, yeah, that was not big. The Target brand?
Well, the Target brand, it was not, first I was like really hard to find. When I finally found it, I was like, it wasn't well merchandised. Like I didn't actually think it was the same product. It didn't list all the same.
Oh.
Like I think it was a different version of something. And I was like, my mouth is important to me. And like kombucha, I'm going to invest in myself.
Okay. I like it. I think you should. I can very easily justify a purchase for any kind of health. Like even if I buy like produce self-care. And I don't like finish it all, I'm like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like I'm always happy to have fresh vegetables and fruits in the house, even if like some of them go bad or they don't all get eaten. Like I feel totally fine about that.
Yeah. Feel you. I feel like your purchases are going to be way more exciting to go through.
I don't know about that. Let's click over to your Amazon.
Okay. How far you want to go? You want to start from a while ago or go from top?
Most recent. Yeah.
Okay. This is Amazon.
Okay. A microphone for Erica.
Yeah, new microphone for Erica.
Nice.
It's headed to you tomorrow. Protein.
Mine's fine. Oh, you were saying
headed to Erica. I meant if Erica's listening.
Oh, I thought you were like, I'm buying a new one because yours microphone sucks. I was like, my microphone's also nice.
We did have some tech issues earlier.
We did. So
that's why Liz thinks I'm throwing shade at her microphone. I like your Nano Yeti. It's lovely.
It is. It's true.
Protein, Protes.
Do you eat that? Like, and how do you use that?
I do not used to eat it on a regular basis, but I am on a new workout routine.
Oh,
and Greg, not just Greg, but like multiple things. I have sort of forever believed that like protein is kind of a myth. Not really like, I mean, I know it's not a myth, but I just mean like when you say you're vegan, the people are like, how are you going to get your protein? I'm like, shut up. Like, through food, how do you get your protein? Like, there's not only one way.
You're like, how do you get your leafy greens?
Yeah.
How do you get
there's protein in all sorts of things that are vegan.
I agree.
But arguably, whether I was eating meat or not, I probably was never getting quite enough protein. And as I'm getting older and like learning the importance of like strength and muscle to taking me more gracefully into my elder years, I am much more committed to actually getting like recommended amounts of protein. And so, and like Greg's like, oh, within like 30 minutes of your workout, you really should I like protein shakes anyways. So my favorite protein shake is, I mean, I'll eat it as like dessert. It's delicious. It's a banana, usually a frozen banana.
Mm-hmm.
One scoop of this, which this is Plant Fusion complete vegan protein powder. A scoop of this, a scoop of PB2, and a bunch of soy milk. And it's basically it tastes like a chocolate milkshake, like a chocolate peanut butter milkshake. And I love it.
I think that you're spot on. I think both of those things that you said can be true. I think Americans who are getting enough calories to stay alive are getting enough protein.
Yeah.
And if you're looking to build muscle, you probably need to be having more protein.
Yes. And I'm not looking to get like huge, but I'm looking to, and you can't see because I have this like baggy sweatshirt on, but I was on a walk with my friend today and I was like, every time I'm like, feel my arms.
That's amazing.
Strong.
I love that for you.
I'm feeling good.
I love that. I want to do more strength training this year. And I don't think I'm taking it as seriously as you are, but
Greg gave me this new routine and I'm feeling like very motivated by it. Like I like it way better than what I was doing, which I think was not very impactful for various reasons.
I tried like, okay, so Peloton has these like split programs that is probably more like what you're doing it where it's like, okay, like on this day you do like back and biceps and on this day you do whatever and you kind of repeat it and it's meant to like build muscle. And I tried it and I was like, I just don't like it and I don't want to do it. And the best workout is like one you'll do. And so then I just went back to doing like random strength classes and I was like, this might not be like the most effective thing, but I will actually do it. And it's more fun.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm liking that. Maybe it's just because I'm actually like seeing, I mean, I've been doing Apple Fitness classes, like strength classes for years. And I'm not sure I could say I see any noticeable improvement. I've been doing this for a month, maybe a month and maybe 5 weeks.
That's awesome.
And I see and feel a noticeable improvement and I'm sore. Like the first week or two, I was like, I've never gotten sore like this from one of my Apple Fitness classes. And I was like, I'm sore. And when you're sore, it's because you're using muscles that you haven't used in a while.
I love that.
And I just feel very good from it. So
yay. That's awesome.
Okay.
Great.
Now okay. into the bedroom. Silk
pill? Yeah. What are all these bedroom supplies?
Well, interestingly, this is like more than people want to know about my body. I am having like crazy acne breakouts on my cheeks lately.
Oh, no.
And I've been to like multiple dermatologists. Like I'm going to see a different one. I was talking to my OB about it. I'm like 99% sure it's like hormonal acne.
That makes sense.
But I was Googling. I've tried a lot of things. Nothing really works. And it's just on my cheeks. It's very, and I had like bad acne when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And then I took Accutane, which killed everything good in my body, including my acne. Accutane's like terrible. It's really not. It's a really heavy duty thing.
It's like an intense thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it worked.
Okay.
It's one of those things where though someday I'm going to find out that like I've got cancer because of Accutane. I wouldn't be surprised. Anyways, I was Googling my own, like I was going down a rabbit hole online of like my own research of why it's specifically on my cheeks and like all these things. And I read, and now this might be marketing, but for $40, I'm willing to find out. I read a bunch of articles that, among other things, talked about your pillowcase and how like dirty pillowcases are and how much bacteria lives on them and how silk pillowcases aren't able to hold as much bacteria and are like much better against your skin. And apparently they're like good for your hair too and like gets less tangly or something. Yeah. And what's funny is one of our teenagers like asked for silk pillowcases for Christmas and we got her some, but I kept forgetting to ask why she wanted them.
Yeah.
I really have forgotten. And honestly, half the time when I ask a question like that, I'm kind of get like a look of like, it's none of your business. And I'm like, okay, fine. I got you your silk pillowcases. Merry Christmas. But so I was like, I think it was related to like long hair and it being tangly and stuff. But then I was like, she probably heard this way before I did on like social media or something that like it's good, better for your skin. Mm-hmm. So I ordered some. I ordered the wrong size.
Two orders of silk pillowcases here, one for her and one for you.
No. She got hers for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
This is one I ordered the wrong size.
Oh.
And then I exchanged them and I ordered the proper size. Size, which will be here tomorrow by 10 p.m.
That is exciting. And then when you sleep on your pillowcase, you use this volcanic clay mask.
Yeah.
And then when you're in your bedroom with your silk pillowcase and your clay mask, you use a digital camera. I don't know why it's so funny to me.
I thought you were tying in the doormat.
Buying a digital camera. I'm like, don't you have a phone?
Trust me, you know, digital cameras are like really in with all the kids now. Everybody asked for one for Christmas. Everybody has one.
Oh my gosh. I keep telling them
they have a much nicer camera on their phone.
Right.
But they want these like cheap little, some of it's for like camp and other stuff, but I think they think it's like old school to, they're not even going like to like, some people go old school to film, but like they're just going old school to like an actual like 32 gig, you know, it's got a 32 gig memory card digital camera. And I'm like, you got to keep charging this. It takes batteries. Yeah. And it's silly, but it was actually a Christmas gift issue that we were fixing. But
okay, amazing.
Yep. You passed over my doormat. I splurged on a new doormat. Well, everybody in the house loves it.
Well,
I got compliments, even from the kids.
The doormat. I was like, Maggie and I were joking before we started recording. I was like, this is either going to be like the best episode ever or like literally the most boring episode. I'll be like, and then I bought some mouthwash and then I bought some dental floss and then I bought a doormat.
And this is the kind of deodorant I use. Okay, well, you just hit. I'm going to scroll. You stop me when you want to talk about something.
What do you want to talk about? That book?
Oh, this was an impulse purchase, first off. And I haven't even read it. I haven't purchased books, but you see two books right here. Michael Greger's book, How Not to Diet. He wrote How Not to Die.
Yeah, I read that one.
And I was listening to him on a podcast talking about How Not to Diet. And I really wanted to, this is the sort of book I want to own. It's like a Bible. It's like a reference book. I don't want to like listen to it. And I don't want it on like Libby. So I bought it. I think I actually used credits because you'll see I paid $3 for it.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Well, it was like $20, but I had some credits. I used my Amazon cash from my credit card. Okay. This other book was someone I follow on Instagram that's like so delightful. You've maybe seen her. I can't think of her name, but the book is called Keep It Up, Cutie, a not quite self-help book. And it's by Anna Prezy, P-R-Z-Y. She has like the funniest, like positive little videos on Instagram where it's like, or probably TikTok too, where she's like vacuuming out in her yard. You can't vacuum outside. You know, she's just like pushing an old vacuum or like,
I was like, wait,
just,
what?
There's like random junk. She's like doing something like random and not possible and then is like giving these really like positive affirmations, and she's so positive. And she talked about this book that she was launching, and I was like, you know what, I want to support her / I think it'd be a cute book to either like read or give as a gift. And so it was a little bit of an impulse purchase.
I love that. I just followed her.
Oh, nice. We'll put a link in the show notes to her and my deodorant also.
What part of her bio is, it's called manifesting, look it up.
She's so funny. And she's so like self-deprecating and like, yeah.
That's amazing.
She's really funny.
No, that sounds good. I have not read How Not to Die yet. I have read How Not to Die. And then I also picked up How Not to Age. And I tried to do it as an audiobook. It's like 20 hours long. And I made it like I don't know, an hour and a half in. And I was like, this is way too detailed. It's like, he's almost just reading the studies. And I was like,
yeah,
this is.
That's how Michael Greger, like all of Michael Greger's books are. And a lot of his like content, his YouTube videos even.
How Not to Die.
But those are really like, short.
Not that. I don't know. It wasn't like quite as dense.
Yeah.
But
I don't think I've read How Not to Age though. I should.
How Not to Age is the one I had to like put down. I was like so excited for it. I had it on hold at the library for so long. And then I was like, we've been talking for an hour and a half and you're just like, coffee may or may not be good for you. And I'm like, just tell me.
Would it be inappropriate to buy another book while we're sitting here talking? Okay.
I'm a bad influence.
Do you want me to scroll down more?
Yeah, keep scrolling. Okay, books.
Bought some new console trays for my car.
Oh, okay.
Really happy with them.
Interesting.
Oh, so no. This is the Erica microphone issue has been going on for a while.
Because your package may be lost.
It was lost. Thank you, Amazon. Oh, no.
All right.
Okay, we'll go to page two here. Ooh,
salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper shakers.
Okay. What happened to your old one?
Previously, well, I had them from when I worked at Crate and Barrel in college.
Oh.
And they broke sort of recently, like, but no one's ever liked them. Everybody, like when they finally broke, I was like, hey, Greg, good news. I'm going to buy a new. And then I was like, why didn't I do this a long time ago?
Oh my gosh. I got so excited. I thought I lost my makeup bag a couple of days ago. And I was like really excited to just start over, right? And just be like, okay, everything that was in there is gone. Like, I'm just going to go buy a new mascara and like a new everything. And then I found it.
And then you found it.
You bought new AirPods?
No, there's a replacement for one of my kids. Mm-hmm. She worked a lot of that off too.
Got it.
That was partially my money and partially her money, but she lost them at school and is convinced. She swears she won't lose this pair.
Did you put an AirTag on them?
Well, hold on. Let me scroll.
Let's see. Scrolling.
Oh, no, those were in Greg's account. But yeah, he bought AirTags.
Oh, nice.
I thought they were right next to it. Oh, God. Like,
there's that
timing.
Hair. Let's scroll past the hair drain protector thing.
Me too. Oh, yeah. Well,
you got to warn people when you post gross stuff on Instagram, Maggie. Like, that brought me back a memory. I was like, ugh.
I mean, I honestly made me just throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, no. Chargers, wall outlet.
Yeah, this got returned because it didn't work out. I basically almost set the house on fire.
Oh, no.
It wouldn't fit in the thing. Long story. Not worth it.
That's not like not that much repeating. For...
Yeah, it's not bad. We're all the way January. To...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the hole for the year in volleyball.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I didn't think it was too bad. Okay, mm-hmm. I showed you yours. You show me mine. Wait, you show me. I can't get that phrase right. I show you mine. You show me yours. I can't tell if you're I'm going. Liz. You're Maggie on fire.
Hello, I'm Maggie on fire. Okay, you want to start? Let's go to Target.
Yeah.
It's actually.
I'm putting this on full screen.
Okay, hang on. How do I have you? Like, I'm going to put you over here. And I'm going to put my Target over here. Okay.
I'm in great suspense.
Well, so I was telling you when we were texting about this, I used to go to Target a lot more. My last online order there was from last July and my last in-store purchase, I think it was from December. Oh, and these were all gift cards for people on my team at work.
Okay.
And then before that, oh, this is actually a really fun one. So I think that like, I don't know if I feel happy or sad about this because I actually love Target. Like, I just love that store. I have such good memories of shopping there with my mom when I was a kid. And I don't know, Target's just like a place I go and I feel good. And I'm like, maybe I should go back. I actually haven't been there for real since October.
What?
I know, that's what I'm saying. Well, I went in December just to buy those gift cards, but that's all I bought. And then before that, I hadn't been since October, but I know exactly what this trip was because once a year we go to this really fancy like black tie fundraiser. And every year I go and like buy some new beauty supplies to like get all dolled up. Right. And so I bought like a new lipstick. I bought some fake eyelashes.
Well, I just feel like there's somebody out there that wants to know what shade of lipstick Liz Gets Loaded wears. Can you click on that? It is Plum Clinique Pop Lip Color.
And primer.
Plum
together.
Pop.
Amazing.
What a nice name. Plum Pop.
Plum Pop. It was $24. That's kind of a splurge.
That's nice. Do you know how many lip balms I could buy for that much?
I mean, only one of the nice ones from Whole Foods.
Only one of the Whole Foods ones, right? Okay, we got some makeup. We got some eyelashes. Magnetic eyeliner. I don't even know what this stuff is.
Well,
the Lash Sensational Sky High.
The lashes.
I know what Sky High is.
Okay, so the lashes stick. You put on magnetic eyeliner, and then the eyelashes stick. Have magnets on them, and they stick to the eyeliner.
Crazy.
I mean, I only do it once a year.
That actually works? That, like, works?
Yeah, no, it works. Even I can do it, and I'm not very, I wouldn't say I'm very savvy.
That sounds like something from, like, the future.
It's pretty cool. And then I bought blush that I've only, I think I've used, like, once or twice since then. And then also I was there.
Cleaning supplies? Okay.
Yeah, that's not that exciting.
On the up and up. I mean, that is, I will say what you're putting in your dishwasher is, like, high end. That's name. Let me ask you a question here. Why do you buy Cascade name brand for your dishwasher soap versus the Target brand?
I think it works better.
Really?
Well, I'm not actually the person in my household who makes that choice, but I don't know. That's just like what we
got. I think it's like a little bit of a come on. I'm not, look, I don't question the soap. I really like J.R. Watkins soap.
Mm-hmm.
But like on something that is sort of washing and then like boiled off, like to some extent, I think like detergent is detergent. Mm-hmm. I mean, not all, because I feel strongly about like my like clothes washing detergent, but like this is washing like ceramics and glass, and ultimately like boiling water is washing it all off. And,
yeah,
like,
you're probably right.
I just feel like there's an up and up that probably is almost the exact, like still a nice, like not the cheapest one, but like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, we should experiment a little bit. I do feel like I have a trouble sometimes with our dishwasher, like doesn't get everything clean, and so I feel like sometimes sometimes it's like the jet dry thing you need, sometimes it's different detergent. I don't know, it's a good dishwasher too.
Okay, I mean, you do you. I was more just commenting.
Yeah.
Okay, is that Burt's Bees shampoo for pets or people?
Yeah, I was just looking at this. This is,
it looks like a dog's on the front of the bottle.
It is it. Yeah, this is dog.
Oh, it is. It's for dogs.
I know. Okay. I was actually looking at my Amazon and Target, and I was like, ooh, these are from when our dog was in his last weeks of life, and he was like getting a lot of baths because he was not in full control of his body, and we had to get him a new bed because, again, he like pooped on his other bed.
And he had a leaky gut.
Yeah.
Leaky gut. It's coming back. It's coming back.
Dead. And then some
Poor guy.
Like shrub. I don't know. These are like clippers, like the things that you used. Oh, this was also for the dog.
Yeah. Because you cut bushes with.
The bushes had started to grow the bushes had started to grow past like part of the stairs onto our deck in the backyard.
Oh.
And I think especially because of his vision was going, he like couldn't like navigate around them. Yeah. This is like all dog stuff. And then obviously I was just like really sad. This was like
hungry.
The saddest month of my life. So I bought some chocolate.
This is making me want chocolate right now. Reese's Halloween peanut butter milk chocolate.
Looks good. I don't think.
Okay. Let's click on that 9546 one.
This one?
Yeah.
This looks
colorful. Funny to try to guess what the items are from the thumbnails.
Oh.
The cardboard.
Oh, this is
bubble.
From.
Oh, that's for your bubble machine.
Yes. And it's actually from right before. This is from right before
Halloween.
Pride Parade. So we
Pride.
Okay. Bought bubble. So we got to walk in the Pride Parade. And so we bought bubble wands to give to the people around us. And then we brought our bubble machine to like blow bubbles during the thing.
Okay. I like it.
I think this is dry shampoo. Oh, you bought this too. That's so funny. I remember seeing this.
Yeah. Well, one of my kids actually bought it.
Dry shampoo, not your mother's. I like it. It's a good not brand.
Your mother's plump.
Native deodorant.
Okay, some allergy tablets, Benadryl, sunscreen, deodorant.
Oh, the
deodorant.
The batteries were $15. Those were also for the bubble machine.
What uses C batteries? I haven't bought C batteries in a long time.
Yeah, this is all groceries. This is like not that interesting. Oh, here's a Target purchase where I purchased sparkling wine and beer.
Is that Modelo?
Uh-huh.
Okay, nice. Okay.
Nice.
Target actually has a pretty decent alcohol selection.
Yeah.
Okay, 164, that's a big one.
That's groceries.
Can I just want to take a little peek. Little peek,
sure.
And then we'll move on to Amazon.
Yeah, no.
Just want to see what you're eating over there.
I don't know what this is.
A meditation pillow mixed in with your groceries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think this. Wait.
Spindrift. Nice. Fancy stuff.
I usually
Spindrift is to go along with your Cascade laundry detergent.
Yeah. Well, Spindrift is the only sparkling water that I like. I won't buy the cheap sparkling water. I just don't think it tastes very good.
I remember when I came to visit you, Spindrift, I was like, this is fancy.
Like we legit, when you get to Amazon, you'll see how much we spend. It's like $100 a month on Spindrift. And I feel as though that is very much values-based spending.
You get it delivered from Amazon?
Yeah, because it's cheaper and they bring it to your house, right? Like then you don't have to load it into the car.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's heavy.
When we got our SodaSense machine, one of my favorite things was not having to like lug around sparkling water every week.
No, totally. Well, I have taken I've gotten a lot of mean comments on the internet about how much I spend on groceries. So for one thing, sometimes I throw a meditation pillow into the cart, which is like fine. That was $35 of this $160 grocery run. I buy the fancy egg. Oh, I bought the salad. Oh, I actually remember this trip. I was so hungry. So I bought like a salad while we were there. The Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's vegan ice cream. That looked also making me hungry. What is Netflix and chill? What's that flavor?
Peanut butter and something, I guess.
Oh, sounds good.
This is actually a good price for this. $4 at Target. It's like $7 at the regular grocery store, I think. Oh, this like vegan cream cheese. Okay. That's expensive.
Yeah, that Kite Hill stuff's good though.
Yeah, it is. All the like Beyond
Meat. You get a lot of groceries from Target, but I thought you shop at Whole Foods more.
Well, I go in phases, right? Don't you? I'll go to Target one time and I'm like, oh yeah, Target's great. And then I go to Target for the next 3 months and then I'm like, no, now I'm onto something else.
We used to buy more groceries at Target like years ago, but in the past few years we really buy most of our groceries at if we're gonna splurge, we go to Trader Joe's, but we buy like 90% of them from Lidl, Aldi, or Sam's or
Costco. Yeah, well, you spend a lot less in your groceries than I do too. I think you're a savvier grocery shopper than I am. I'm okay with that.
Super cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pull up Amazon.
Okay. All right. Okay, my most recent purchase.
It's funny you say savvy too, because I'm like, it's really not even, it's like something ingrained in me that like when I see those Cascade things, I'm like, why would you buy Cascade? Like, I really am like, it's like from when I was a kid, like I can't even describe it. Like it is like a religious belief. Anyways,
but that's keep going. Totally fair. I do think there are things that are just ingrained in you and you just don't even think to do something else. Well, I know you've done a lot of conversations about marketing, right? Once you buy one thing, like once you have your dishwasher soap that you buy, most people will buy the same one every time they go to the store. That's why they give you a coupon, because once you've bought it once, you're way more likely to buy it again, even without the coupon.
Yeah. I mean, I will say on the flip side, though, you know, like I'll go buy Lululemon clothes all day long. So I think I did a whole post where I was like, I am financially divergent. Like there's certain things that I just equate like it's not worth it to me too. But then there's other things where I like zero question will spend a lot more money on something.
Yeah.
And just feel, you know, so I totally get it. I just think it's kind of interesting what everybody's different things are, you know?
Right.
And hopefully someone else thinks it's interesting or they would not still be listening to this episode.
And then
now we're gonna switch to Amazon.
Okay,
a whole different game aside from seeing what you spent is seeing your suggested, you know, you're like buy again on Amazon.
I know.
I remember people at work would always be afraid, like because I worked in e-commerce, so we often were pulling up someone else's website to like look at something in front of people. And so we would always joke like, don't pull up your Amazon in front of, like it's going to show all your you know, like if you just bought a new vibrator, like everybody's going to see it, you know?
Totally. Yeah. I
don't buy my vibrators from Amazon, but different point.
I buy local organic fair trade vibrator.
I'm gonna have like to put a company that, you know,
we're gonna have to put like an explicit rating on this if we keep talking about that. Well, speaking of bedroom,
Smasher Pass didn't get one. Okay, speaking of bedroom, you got a new body. Oh, I saw some posts about your body pillow. That's an expensive body pillow. That's like paying for a body to sleep with you every night.
Okay,
I think you could pay
$130, so it's not that much. Okay, so this,
I mean, I wouldn't come sleep next to you for a night for $129.
But I need it every night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can't afford that.
No, this is an expensive thing. And that's actually why I purchased it on Amazon. Okay. So since not everyone can see my
sleep's
screen,
critical, so I'm not knocking
let
this,
me say by what, the way. So I purchased a Tempur-Pedic body pillow. And the reason I bought – so I was
queen.
Reading
–
yeah, I actually didn't.
Just so you know, I read it as like body pillow queen.
For a queen. I've been trying out different pillows. My hip is really hurting me, and I've been trying out different like pillows to put between my knees while I'm sleeping. And I was reading about body pillows, and the New York Times, like their wire cutter reviews, which I usually trust, said this is like the best body pillow because most of the memory foam ones are filled with memory foam shreds, and this one is like one slab of memory foam, like a mattress. Mm-hmm. And the wire cutter review said that like, this is like the best body pillow. And the one downside is that you can't return it. And Tempur-Pedic doesn't have like a great return policy. And so I looked on Amazon and you can return it. And so because it was kind of expensive, I was like, well, I don't want to pay all this money for a pillow. And then if I don't like it, I'm just stuck with this pillow. I'm just going to like buy nothing it. So that's why I bought it on Amazon.
So you actually saved money buying this pillow. I'm totally just kidding.
Well, I think it was like $20 cheaper on Amazon. And I didn't.
I was just kidding anyways.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know I was making a joke about it, but I'm a, like, sleep is important. Mm-hmm. And so I would totally, this is like a value purchase. No regrets. I'd totally smash that pillow.
Yeah. No, anything that has to do, like you were saying, kombucha for your health, anything that has to do like ergonomics, like sleep hygiene, mm-hmm. I'm liable to. Okay. I bought some expensive sunscreen.
Elta MD. It's the good stuff. I had always heard about this. This is a funny, like, Liz Maggie story. Always heard about this stuff. Someone on Instagram who's a dermatologist would always talk about it. And I was like, I'm not spending $50 on some face sunscreen. Like, who do I look like Jeff Bezos? Like, no way. And I was at your house and you had this and I put some on. And I already felt like one pump that I was like, I mean, I owe you a dollar. But I put it on and I was like, this is pretty nice. And then I immediately bought some and it was like at my house when I got home.
Oh, well, I'm glad I converted you. It's such good sunscreen. This actual bottle of sunscreen I bought as a gift for someone who was leaving on a vacation. And I was like, oh, let me send you some good sunscreen. And like, you deserve a break. Like, you've been working really hard. And I actually recently discovered that Trader Joe's sunscreen is like a dupe for Supergoop sunscreen, which is also another fancy expensive sunscreen. And now I'm kind of into the Trader Joe's sunscreen.
Their face sunscreen, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I buy their like regular sunscreen a lot. I like it.
Mm,
like,
no, they have a little sunscreen. Yeah, they have a little tube. And it's actually really nice because – so I buy this fancy sunscreen. I mean, my house, I probably have 4 or 5 bottles of like $50 sunscreen scattered across my house because I just like to have it everywhere, like in the car, on my desk, on my nightstand – not on my nightstand, but on my bathroom counter – on the kitchen counter. But sometimes I'm like weird and stingy about using it because it is so expensive. But the $9 stuff from Trader Joe's is almost as good. I mean, it really does feel like a dupe for the super goop kind. And then I'm like slathering that everywhere because it's only $9. I'm like, oh, I can just go nuts, even though I could obviously go nuts with a $50 sunscreen and like I would be fine.
I like it.
But anyways.
Okay, next we've got a lot of organic decaf instant coffee, which I really like.
Yeah.
And used to also buy on Amazon.
So all of these next couple things, so instant coffee, Spindrift, regular like multivitamins, and then hair, skin and nails vitamins, Spindrift. This is all on subscribe and save. And so every month, well, not every month. I don't order the coffee every month because that's a lot of coffee. But the Spindrift and the vitamins get delivered every month. And it's like $100. And it just goes in my grocery budget. But it's the cheapest place to get it. And this is stuff I just go through all the time.
So I have a couple questions.
Okay.
One, is this vitamin have a full dose of iron in it?
I have a separate iron. I take a separate iron supplement because no, it doesn't have.
I only say that I got in a long conversation with some friends about this the other day. There's so many multivitamins, even women's ones, like this, the one you buy. Again, I think some people actually want to know what multivitamin you have. So we should say Nature's Way Alive with an exclamation point. Premium women's gummy multivitamin supports energy, metabolism, muscle function with an asterisk. So I don't really know what muscle function, like there's some sort of disclaimer there.
Lady B vitamins, muscle.
Grape, cherry, and limited muscle function, and blueberry acai flavor. It's hard to find multivitamins that have, not that hard, but like you really got to look because certain brands multivitamins don't have a full dose of iron in them. And as a vegan, I want one that has a full dose of iron, but like the Costco store brand does. So we've been buying that one lately. Also, just an interesting thing, Costco has a decaf instant coffee that's like Arabic. Is that the right word?
Greg, really? I haven't seen it there.
Yeah. And it's really, it's new. And I had never seen it there. We bought it. I've been drinking it. It's delicious.
I'm going to try
and
that.
Greg is sure. Like, in the same shopping trip, Greg must use the word Arabic like 12 times. Arabic, like, Greg, what so is pretty. That? Why is it better because it's Arabic? And he went into like a whole explanation and I was like, okay, I trust you.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
It's better.
I believe so the coffee that we buy, well, hang on, two things. One, I don't necessarily like recommend these. Like I'm not a scientist. I'm not like a nutritionist. The only reason I take these vitamins is because I used to always buy my vitamins at Whole Foods when I was doing my grocery shopping. And these were the only vitamins that were, one, gummies, because I'm a child and I only like gummy vitamins. And two, that didn't have gelatin in them because I don't – even when I wasn't a vegetarian, like gelatin is just like horse hooves and I didn't want to be consuming that. So it's really hard to find.
Ironically, while taking a vitamin.
Right. So that is the only reason that I went with the Nature's Way Alive brand. But then on the coffee piece, this makes me laugh. So I buy this decaf instant coffee from Amazon. It's really, I think it's like really tasty, but I'm not super snotty about coffee.
I think it tastes nice.
But what always makes me laugh is it's from Australia, like the company is, and it always has this little sticker on it that says, thanks for shopping local. And I'm like, I'm not. I bought this thing from Australia through Amazon. This is like the anti-shop local.
Yeah, the opposite of local. Someone marked it up 10 times, resold it on Amazon. Exactly. And didn't give you any of the cut.
Exactly.
Okay, you got more Spindrift. Not surprised. A water filter. That was also in ours when I opened Greg's account.
Yeah. The more vitamins are just on the subscription.
More vitamins.
This is a
purple back cushion.
Yeah. So this is like the section of my Amazon orders where you just start getting to like back pain accoutrement. So a cushion, another cushion, a back brace.
More Spindrift.
I'm telling you, I spend
more spin.
I spend like $100 a month on
Spindrift. More vitamin. Mostly just vitamins and Spindrift, honestly, and decaf coffee.
Yeah. I bought a screen protector for my iPad that makes it feel like paper when you write on it with your pencil, which
yeah, I remember you talking about that. Some filters.
Air filter.
More Spindrift. Can we just go to the next page to see how many more Spindrifts there are?
It's more. I'm sure there's more. That's what I'm saying is I get four like cases of it. Like I get four 24 packs. So we basically buy about 100 Spindrifts a month. And
that's actually not terrible.
It sounds like a lot, but that's only like vitamins, three per day, and that's for two.
See,
people.
Yeah, you should upgrade from the antiseptic mouthwash.
Yeah,
to the fluoride active and like anti cavity one. I think it's worth it.
I agree. Spindrift vitamins,
and it's alcohol free, which is important too. More vitamins.
Yeah, and then an Apple pencil.
And we're not going to go to the next page, but I'm just going to guess that it's got Spindrift and vitamins on it.
Well, that's the beginning of the year. That's everything going back to January.
Okay. Nice.
I actually feel my goal this year was to mostly just cut down to the things that I've decided, like I'm subscribed to these on Amazon, right? It makes sense. Like the vitamins are the cheapest place to get them. The Spindrift, it's the cheapest place to get it. The coffee, that's all on subscription. And other than that, I bought like an Apple pencil, a screen protector, some like health stuff. Last year was like a lot of clothes and I didn't feel good. It was like all fast fashion, like just cheap, like crappy Amazon clothes. And I was like, I need
to. So you feel like, I know you said you want to spend less on Amazon. It sounds like you feel like you have been.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I thought last year that I was already spending less. Like I was like in my head, I was like, I'm going to spend less on Amazon. And then at the end of the year, I went to measure my progress and I was like, you totally failed. But I think this year I'm doing it.
Well, I mean, just as like an outsider view, everything in but like I didn't see like crazy, you know, everything looked very practical, right? Like things you're consuming, things for your back, you know, the lumbar pillow, all that stuff seemed, you know, very like thoughtful and practical. And I was just about to say like, how do we like wrap up this episode and what's the point for people? And I think, you know, some of it is A, it's like fun to look at other people's stuff and what they buy and like do it with a friend because it might be a fun activity. And maybe not if you're like bored at a dinner party sometime, be like, hey, you want to look at each other's Amazon? You want to open your Target app and like, I'll show you mine. You show me yours.
You are a delight at dinner parties.
I know. Well, yep. I love going to dinner parties. And then number two or B, I think it just like I think it's good. Like this is why expense tracking is so important, because I think it just, the more you are aware of what you're spending, I think the more intentional you are. And like, I like a review like this where I'm like, oh, I feel like pretty good about everything I spent mostly. Mm-hmm. And when I see something like, oh, I didn't really need that blanket, it just reminds me for the next time I have an impulsive blanket decision to make that I'm like more likely to resist, because I remember that, like, you know, the feeling I felt like I was going to get from something doesn't always actually work out. Sometimes it does.
Right.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Right. I think all of this ties back to a point that you make many, many, many times, because it's such a good point, is that spend your money on whatever you want, but just do it mindfully, right? Like the problem with Amazon and Target in terms of spending and budgeting and quote unquote leaky budgets, it's just that sometimes people tend to go to these stores and buy things without thinking about it.
I think that is very true. And I think these are probably two of the top places that people are doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went in for groceries and came out with a new meditation pillow.
Yeah.
And Costco is like a really bad one. Luckily, Costco shopping history is not available online, because that is where I'm like, I mean, I went in for oat milk and I came out with socks and flowers and a new blender.
I think a good story to like wrap up this episode is I was just at Target, and like along these lines, like I walked in with a very specific list of some things I needed and that Greg needed. And like as I'm at the checkout, and it's Friday night, so it's not like super crowded. I'm at the self-checkout, which seems like it's all the checkouts lately. Mm-hmm. Like there's like one regular lane open.
Yeah, they're like, this is your job now.
Yes. And so I don't mind, but I'm like there and I'm like trying to, you know, I'm doing that last minute thing where I scan everything in the app to see if there's any offers in it. And I'm like rescanning them to pay. And I scan something, and then there's like not an offer on what I bought, but there's like a little thing below it that's showing me that Bitchin sauce, which is like a brand of some vegan. They're good.
It's so good, and though. It's like $9 for a little.
Yeah, it's very expensive. It's 50% off. And so I was like, oh, and I was like, and I'm right by the like grocery section. Yeah. And so the lady was like, do you need help? Or you like, cause I just sort of was like stopped and was just sort of like.
Just dumbfounded.
I really was like, what? No. And I'm like in my head, like, do I need this? No, I'm trying to eat healthier. Like, it's blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm going through all these things in my head. And so she's like, you could just, I was like, no, I just saw this thing that was on sale. And like, she's like asking me, and there's this whole interaction. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to go. And she's like, yeah, you can just leave your stuff here. Like, it's fine. We're not super bitten. And I was like, no, I don't need it. And I'm like going through this whole, and I think she's just decide. Like, I don't know you. I didn't mean to engage with you this much.
We're not friends.
I know. I think she just was like, I don't know what you're trying to do. She didn't even know what I was so like indecisive about. But I finally was like, nope, it wasn't on my list. I didn't come in to get it. I'm not getting it. And she was just like, okay, cool. Have a good night. It was too much. She would not want to sit here and review my expenses like you do. Let's put it that way.
She was very nice. Did not want to sit with us.
She was very nice. She just was like, she's like, I engaged with the wrong person tonight.
She's like, I don't need to be your Target therapist. Mm-hmm. Also, I have this conversation with women who come into Target all the time about
like, yeah, she's probably like, you're the 87th person today.
No, whenever the cashier is like, did you find everything you need? And I always want to be like, and 10 things I didn't. Oh, and I'm like, I'm sorry, you've heard that joke. Yeah, I know. 40 yeah. times today.
It's funny.
I'm sorry. Well,
okay,
all right,
should we wrap it up? I'm not sure what y'all's action item is from this episode. We went through what could be some, you decide.
I think, you know, it doesn't hurt to pull up your history. I think it's really cool that these, one really great thing about shopping at these stores is they actually give you the history, right? I didn't know that Target gave you your in-store history too. It's kind of neat to be able to.
You got a toggle. It'll like be on a line. There's a little toggle up top where you can toggle to in-store.
I wonder how far back
it shows you.
That might be what I spend the rest of my night doing tonight.
Oh, that's a good thing. I just did load more purchases. We're still going.
Like I said, it's really interesting to look back and be like, oh, this is my back pain era. Oh, this is my sick dog era. Like,
oh, mine only goes to April 14th, 2022. And there's some things in here where I'm like, what was I doing?
Why did I buy bubbles and mascara?
Blue Takis. Definitely bought those for the kids. Oh, but look, hair ties, hair ponies.
Amazing.
Deodorant. Okay, all the same things. Okay. Well, anyways, let's see. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Though we don't act like it, we know your time is limited and valuable. And we really appreciate you spending some of it with us. What did you say?
Just the face you're making right now is just like, I'm sorry, everyone. Thank you for spending an hour.
I mean, look, I will say I got a lot of good feedback on our Smasher Pass episode. People enjoyed it. If you enjoyed this episode or any of them, you could give us a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We always appreciate that.
And if you didn't enjoy it, you just keep that to yourself.
Yeah. Or send us an email to Maggie@InsideOut. Also forgot the name of the podcast. InsideOutMoney.org.
That's true. We have a growth mindset. If you have sincere feedback, we want to hear it.
Yeah. And by the way, if you've sent it and not heard back from me, I probably read it and just haven't had the time or energy to like send you a thoughtful reply, but it's logged and you'll eventually get a reply. I'm on about a 90-day turnaround on the message replies. Not joking. Can't explain why. Early retirement life. Very busy.
I believe it. Well, if you really like this episode, share it with a friend. Maybe swap Amazon and Target histories. Make it like a drinking game. Take a sip every time you see Spindrift or vitamins or deodorant. Mm-hmm. And we love you so much, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah. I mean, like, love is a strong word. I don't know every single person, but I like greatly appreciate and respect everyone who takes the time to listen to a podcast that improves their lives in some way.
If you listen to all of that and then all the way through the like credits and like,
then we probably love you.
Then I literally do love you.
Yeah, we do love you. I take it back. I might love you. I don't know if I'm in love with you, but I definitely love you.
But if I met you in person, I would give you a hug and a big like.
Yeah, mooch. She'd give you a hug and a spindrift.
I probably would, and I'd be like, "And do you need some sunscreen? I have a lot."
I could say though, when you picked me up from the airport, there was a cold spindrift in a koozie, I believe, with fresh, unused, like new to me chapsticks—not chapstick brand, but like lip balm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't the like $18 one from Whole Foods. It was a slightly less expensive one, but they were pretty nice. I mean, one had SPF in it.
Mm.
I still have it.
Next time, I'll get you the fancy one from
Whole Foods. No, that's too much. I would feel uncomfortable. Don't. Please don't. As uncomfortable as I feel when I see your Cascade brand dishwashing detergent.
Okay, I'll bring you like a LaCroix and a...
Yeah. And a... Like a Costco brand.
Right, kind of my and like a Kirkland Sons chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
You got it. That'd be nice.
Thank you. If Aldi had a lip balm, I'd be like all over that.
That's amazing.
Okay. Well, yeah. I forgot where we were, but thanks, guys. Appreciate you listening. I think we're in love with you and we like Spindrift. It's the takeaways from today's episode. Okay. Bye, Liz.
Bye, Maggie. We're going down the road.